state ascoltando a CJLO 1690 AM a Montreal.
You are listening to CJLO News. December 6th marks the National Day of Remembrance and Action on Violence Against Women in Canada. The Quebec Women's Federation is using this time to raise awareness about cyber violence. The day December 6th is the anniversary of the Montreal Massacre, when a gunman entered the Polytechnic School in Montreal and murdered 14 women in an act now understood to be misogynistic terrorism. The tragedy is 35 years old this year. The Quebec Women's Federation is an advocacy group active since 1966, aiming to build an equal and inclusive society through various campaigns. Here's their awareness and mobilization lead, Marina Mathieu, discussing the anniversary of the attack.
We believe that 35 years ago, something horrendous happened, and we ought to remember and never forget that, yes, this individual was isolated. Yes, this individual committed a crime. But today, so many individuals are isolated, and so many individuals believe that committing these type of crimes is one of the solutions. And we need to make sure to remind them every year that this is not okay.
For the last 15 years, the Quebec Women's Federation has run a campaign around the time of the anniversary.
On December 6th, what we see and plan is a moment of pause, respect after 35 years, but also a moment to gather, to act, to feed in community, and realize that you're not alone going through whatever type of sorrow or distress you might feel.
This year, the Federation's campaign is focusing on cyber violence against women. Since 2019, reported hate crimes increased nationally by 72%, according to a study from Statistics Canada last year. Studies by the Quebec Women's Federation and the Women's Federation of Canada say this increase is driven in large part by increased hate online towards women and girls. Here is Mathieu again defining cyber violence.
One thing, but why is it that we're focusing on gender-based cyber violence? Because women and people from 2SLGBTQIA plus communities are facing way more cyber violence than the rest of the population. So cyber violence is habits, ways, behaviors online that aim to harass or persecute a group of people or certain people through either violence, intimidation, or harassment in general. So this is how I would describe it.
The campaign aims to raise public awareness around cyber violence, but also advocate for stronger protection for people on social media platforms.
Each individual has power because they do have platforms. They're alive on these platforms, no matter if it is Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, name it. The fact that we are silent sometimes when we see this type of cyber violence occur, we're playing a role in making and letting it happen. Also, I invite people to keep these platforms accountable. They're not centering safety. Why is that? I think that as individuals who participate and who partake in activities on these platforms, we should, each and every one of us, be advocates in order for these platforms to respect our safety, to make sure that they put safeguards in place in order to protect us. And I guess as somebody who does identify as a queer person, as a Black woman, as a woman, I want to say to people, be careful what you say online. Be careful what you intend to say and then finally say, because it does impact and stays there.
For CJLO News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
You are listening to Psychic Ceremony on CJLO 1690 AM. I'm Owen. I'm your host tonight. Usually I'm here with Josh, but Josh couldn't make it tonight, so I'm going to be holding down the show. That first song was called Racing Man by Cassie Krutt off their self-titled EP, which just came out, I believe, over this past weekend. I really like this band. I played Reckless on this show maybe a month or two back when that song came out, and I've been happy to see it on so many year-end lists this week that have been coming out, and the EP itself is incredible. And yeah, that song was Racing Man. I've got a really fun episode lined up, lots of my favorite records from my collection. I'm going to kick it off here with a great song, the industrial hit Sensoria by Cabaret Voltaire. So don't touch that dial. I'll be on for the next hour. Right.
Kuwait. Deal of rap. And that's what it's by. Hot Johnson. Half warm to run. Half warm to get out of here.
Registration for Concordia Relay for Life's annual walkathon is now open. On April 4th, we will march in honor of cancer survivors, and you can expect nonstop entertainment, food, and drinks to keep the energy high. With a ticket, you'll get a t-shirt and a ton of other gifts. Early bird registration is just $15, but it closes January 1st, so grab those tickets now. Interested? Check out our Instagram or Facebook at Concordia Relay.
Spins and remixes every Sunday from 12 to 1 with your host Noel Scratching.
Interrupting my train of thought, I'm long into the latitude, defying, refining my altitude, interrupting.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is Psychic Ceremony, and I'm your host, Owen. Those last two songs we heard after our ad break kicked off with a really great track from Wire, one of my favorite bands. That track is called Map Reference, 41 degrees north, 93 degrees west. And then the song I just played is from Canada's own Pointed Sticks. That song is called What Do You Want Me to Do? Really great band I discovered not too long ago. Played another one of their songs on the show a few weeks ago. And yeah, they really haven't left my rotation since. Up next, we have Feeding Time by Shit from Toronto. Don't touch that dial. Song you heard was Out of Control by the Coneheads off their seminal and only self-titled record. This is Everything Around You Now by Feeling Figures.
Thank you.
are listening to Psychic Ceremony on CJLO 1690 AM. That last song I just played was Let the Tithers Unwind by Soup Activists off their new EP Ambrosia and Linens, which came out back in October. Been listening to that a lot this week as well. Check it out if you like your rock music wonky. Up next, we've got one of my favorite tracks that I think came out this year. Sunforger, their self-titled album, has never really left my rotation, but this last track, Closer especially, is a really, really well-written, great song, and I'm super excited to see what this band does next. They're going to be playing Tavern Tour coming up. I'll definitely go see them once again there. Don't touch that dial. This is Closer by Sunforger.
Time. corner of the pub across the street. And working spends if working does, but nowadays it's them or us, which means that someone has to face the heat.
Start to pray. Aww. At Cinema Public, we offer a theatrical program made up of local films and international new releases, classics and little-known nuggets, as well as short films and family screenings. Our tickets are among the cheapest in Montreal, $10 for a regular entry or $8 for students, children, and seniors. We also offer 6-ticket movie cards for even more savings. Come see us at Casa d'Italia, just across from John Talon Metro, and visit cinemapublic.ca to discover our programming. Le Cinéma Public for a lively cinema.
Hi, I'm Sydney Sheedy.
And I'm Piper Curtis.
We are the producers of Discordia, a 10-part audio docuseries for CJLO 1690 AM, funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada Radio Meters Program.
Discordia offers a deep dive into key moments from the history of student activism at Concordia, from the 1969 Computer Center occupation to the 2024 student encampment for Gaza and the ongoing fight against tuition hikes.
Featuring archival material, original interviews, and discussions with current student activists and researchers, we explore ongoing motivations and tensions in student mobilization and solidarity in Montreal.
This program is made in collaboration with CJLO's Volunteer Corps. To get involved, contact us at discordia@cjlo.com.
Tune in to the second episode of Discordia on Monday, December 2nd at 6 p.m., wherein we explore the Concordia Student Union drive for accreditation, anti-corporatization on campus, and so much more.
On CJLO 1690 AM or online at cjlo.com.
You are listening to Psychic Ceremony on CJLO 1690 AM. I'm your host, Owen, and I'm back. Before the ad break there, the last two songs I played was first a Cleaners from Venus track, Summer in a Small Town, followed by Ariel Pink's Elisa. Two really awesome home-recorded AM radio pop bangers, if I do say so myself. And that last show promo that I played during the ad break for Discordia, I just want to give a big shout-out to that show. I really like what they're doing, and I'm really enjoying every week being able to listen to their show before getting in the booth to do ours here on Psychic Ceremony. This next track I'm going to play for you will be the last. It's a bit of a long one, one of my favorites ever, maybe. This song's called Big City, Everybody I Know Can Be Found Here by Spaceman 3. Really, really, really great song. It's about having fun with your friends and loving your friends and living in a city. And I'm sure many of us can relate to it. We'll see you next time on Psychic Ceremony. Thanks for tuning in this week. Enjoy the rest of your night. And don't touch that dial, because up next we have In the Garage. Thanks.
Big City.